need to address is conditional use number 2483, Andrew Lewandowski. I can't read.
Deferral.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on conditional use 2483, Andrew Lewandowski.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2483, Andrew Lewandowski. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our public hearing list was conditional use number 2500, Sean Vermillion.
This is Mr. Mears. I would ask for a deferral on this one because we've done storage facilities before just to make sure it's consistent.
Yep.
One question I had, though, for you to think about or even talk about tonight is, a lot of times on these, I know there wasn't a fence proposed, but there is some sort of controlled access, you know, gating type of thing. That it's small enough where it may not be necessary, but just
something to consider.
Maybe some sort of screening since there's a development being built across the street as well. Okay. Anyway, so either way, we'll defer. So I move that we defer CU 2500, Sean Vermillion.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2500, Sean Vermillion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And the final hearing today was change of zone number 2027-1630 Ventures LLC.
I move that we defer action on comprehensive zoning 2027-1630 Ventures LLC.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2027-1630 Ventures LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, that concludes our public hearings. At this time, we will ask for